It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up today with Ben Hudson. Hey, Ben.
Hey, how are you doing, Kyle?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Excellent.
Thanks.
Excellent. It's been a bit of time since you and I had a conversation on this show, hey?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's had a couple singles last year, but this is the first one this year.
Nice. Song called Call Me Karma. We'll get into that in just a second. But you're in Ontario, still in Ontario. How's everything going out there for you?
Yeah, it's pretty wild. I think we're in Groundhog Day here, trying to hopefully open up for some live music this summer. But I guess we'll see.
Yeah. But everybody good in your circle? Everybody's okay?
Yeah. My cousin actually did catch it, which made me take it a little more seriously, and I think maybe the rest of our circle. But yeah, I just got vaccinated yesterday. So
awesome. Good for you. Cool. Yeah. All right, let's talk about the new tune called Call Me Karma. Tell me about that song.
Yeah, so Call Me Karma, this is actually the third single from the EP, which I still have yet to release, but I think probably going to release it later this year. It's just, I'm a big believer in karma, and you get what you give in this world, and this is kind of a song just about that, where two people who've been wronged and in a bad relationship kind of just stumble upon each other, whether it's fate or coincidence, and they kind of just find themselves falling over each other and rediscovering something much better.
Nice. All right. Where are you recording the EP?
I recorded it in Kitchener with Sean Moore.
Mm-hmm.
He's just got a home studio there. I mean, it's pretty set up, and he's a wizard on the Pro Tools. So
a lot of those guys are setting up at home now, aren't they?
Yeah, I think just from talking to him, that's kind of the way to go. And the big studios, you have a lot more overhead, and you don't need all the hardware anymore. A lot of it's just software and plugins, and yeah, they can really get a good sound from just a basic setup.
Yeah, nice. The CMAO, the Country Music Association of Ontario, continues to roll on too, I guess. Hey, the association itself, I guess the awards are virtual probably, but the association's pretty good.
Yeah. They've been very supportive throughout this whole thing. They're helping out with opportunities and promotion, and Sean Moore, the producer, he's up for Producer of the Year. I think they just got pushed back to September. They're doing the drive-in show, so mm-hmm. That should be pretty exciting.
Nice. Did you say a drive-in show?
Yeah. That's what we're doing here in Ontario. I saw the Recolon last year. They played a show in Port Perry with our friend Chris Barclay.
Yeah.
That was a drive-in show as well.
Nice. Those are kind of
over here.
We have a few of them out here too, and why not, right? Any way we can get that sort of thing out, let's do that and see what happens. I agree for sure.
Yeah, I think there's still a big demand for live music, and if this is the way we have to do it, then so be it.
Yeah, you bet. Ben, how do we get a hold of you on social media? How can we do that?
Ben Hudson Music. Pretty much across the board on Facebook and Instagram. I don't have TikTok yet. I'm not that thick. Getting old, feeling old. I got a 2-year-old daughter running around, so feeling older every day.
I bet. Sounds good, Ben. Thanks for the chat. Good luck with everything going on with you, and stay safe. We'll talk again.
Thanks so much, Kyle. And I just want to say congratulations on winning the Music Director of the Year there.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Real cool. Speaking of virtual, that virtual show for the SCMA went very well, too, out here. It was great. A lot of great talent out here, too.
We might have to take some cues from that show, then.
See what happens. Awesome, Ben. Thanks for the chat. Good luck. See you later.
Thanks for having me.
Ben Hudson on the Coast to Coast Close-Up.